Bill Dinkins was 38 years old. Standing 5 feet 10 inches tall with sandy hair and blue eyes, he was a man that women found handsome at first look. But there was something about him, an evil glint in his eye, the curl of a lip, that upon further examination frightened women away. One fine fall day, Dinkins, Loomis Caldwell, Gary Beeman, and Henry Kilpatrick rode into the town of Buffalo, Colorado. They went straight to the bank. While two of the four stayed mounted, Dinkins and Caldwell went inside and asked for 5 $20 gold pieces in exchange for a $100 note. While in the bank, the two men checked it out, noticing a back door they assumed opened onto an alley. Once they left the bank, the four men rode up and down Decker's Road a couple of times, checking out the lay of the town. Then they rode up the alley to see where the bank door opened. Now, when the four men first rode into town, Glenn Davis, the town marshal, thought nothing of it. But when he saw them ride up and down the street twice, then go into one end of the alley and come out the other, he and his deputy Bobby went outside. The four riders, still unaware that they had attracted attention, rode back into the alley and tied their horses to an empty freight wagon. They split up, with two going into the bank through the front door and two going in through the back door. Three customers and the bank teller were inside.
Up against the wall!
He handed the teller a cloth bag.
Fill the bag with money.
With shaking hands, the teller began to comply.
Bill, hurry up! There's a lot of people coming toward us, and every one of them's got a gun.
Give me the bag.
Reaching through the window, Dinkins made a grab for the bag, but the teller jerked it back. Dinkins retrieved the bag from the dead teller.
We gotta get out of here now!
Everyone out the back door!
The four men ran out the back door, then down the alley to their horses. When they reached Decker's Road, which was the main street, the angry citizens of the town were ready for them. Beeman, his chest opened up by the load of double-aught buckshot, was knocked from his horse. Kilpatrick's horse was killed by someone firing a Winchester rifle. And when Caldwell turned back for him, everyone with a gun started shooting at the two men. Kilpatrick and Caldwell's return fire was effective enough to drive several citizens off the street and provide cover for Dinkins.
Bill, come here! Help me get Henry up on Beeman's horse!
Dinkins looked back at the two men, then at the armed citizens, and turned and galloped away.
Dinkins! You cowardly son of a bitch!
Dinkins didn't look back, but continued to ride as the shooting was going on behind him. He rode hard until he realized nobody was giving chase. When Dinkins reached the town of Snyder, he dismounted, slapped his horse on the rump, and sent it on. He hoped if anyone was following him, they would follow the tracks of his horse. He walked the rest of the way into town, then went to the depot to buy a ticket on the next train out. He was pretty sure nobody would be looking for a bank robber on a train. Bank robber. He scoffed at the term. Some bank robber he was. He hadn't gotten away with one red cent. Washington, D.C. Sally Jensen had been back east for almost 6 weeks, during which time she had visited her family in Vermont, friends and relatives in Boston and New York, and as the last part of her trip, she was in Washington, D.C. At the moment, she was sitting in the presidential office. The president was rather rotund, with a high forehead and a bushy mustache. He was wearing a suit, vest, and bow tie, and he was smiling as he walked around the desk with his hand extended.
Mrs. Jensen, how wonderful to see you.
The pleasure is all mine, Mr. President.
Oh, please, tell me all about your wonderful West.
As you say, Mr. President, it is wonderful. You really should take a trip out